Good morning and welcome to day 35 of our daily Lenten video series here at Ascension Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Scott and coming to you on this Monday of Holy Week. We are continuing, coming down the home stretch, looking at our daily devotions, God's story, our story. And in the story of Jesus' passion, as we are reading this week, we are at the point now where the chief priests and the whole council were looking for testimony against Jesus. They were trying to find witnesses who would come forward and accuse Jesus of blasphemy, of a crime that they could convict him for and ultimately crucify him for. It turns out they couldn't find any witnesses. They couldn't find anybody who would come forward and bring a charge against Jesus. So ultimately, they began to pester Jesus and ask him questions. And they got him to say that he is indeed the Messiah, the Son of God. As we've been reading through Mark this Lent, we saw both at Jesus' baptism and at the Transfiguration that the voice of God came through the clouds, through the heavens, and declared, "This is my Son, the Beloved." And God affirmed who Jesus is. What more testimony do we want than that that's who he is? And yet it was for that ultimately they found Jesus guilty and sentenced him to death. With God as his witness. How many people have said that? With God as his witness, Jesus was taken to the cross. So as I reflect on that this Holy Week, I wonder, what would other people say about me? Could they find a witness to bring charges against me? Have I been a good Christian? Have I lived a life that is reflective of the love that I've received through Christ? Would people even know that about me and the way that I handle myself and the way that I interact with the world? When I was leaving my previous work life to go to seminary, I worked in a contract environment, meaning that I was contracted to work on college campuses, or my company was, to provide food service. And in my role as general manager, I had the responsibility of maintaining a relationship with officials, administrators at the university. And when Robin and I had made the decision, and I had given notice to the company, and my boss and I were going to notify the university I'd be leaving the campus to go to seminary, one of the administrators made the comment that she didn't even know that I went to church. It still stings. I mean, that was over 20 years ago. But the reality is, in my work life, in my relationship with her, the people who I worked with and the people who worked for me definitely knew I went to church. But in my professional relationship with her, she didn't see it. Did I not show it enough? Or was she just not paying attention? Because I was a contractor. I don't know that I'll ever know the answer to that question. I have no means of contacting her. But if people were seeking witnesses to testify to how it is you live their life, what would they have to say about you? The good news, my friends, is that Jesus ended up dying on your behalf. So regardless of what they said about you, as long as you believe in him, confess him as your Lord and Savior, you too will be saved. But what God wants for us and from us is that we would live a life that is reflective of that same love as we interact with the world around us. And maybe people may not be able to articulate what it is about us that's different, but they might see and experience something different in the ways that we interact with them and the ways that we interact with the world. Challenging words on this Holy Week, but I guess as we near the end of our journey together, it's not surprising that these reflections would become maybe a little more personal and a little more challenging. Thanks for spending a part of this day with me. We are you know, closing in certainly on the end of these videos and the end of this Lenten series. So stay with us. We've got 5 more videos and days until we will gather to celebrate the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Take care.